Gas Companion, Officer Alden. 7:10:74 at approximately
3:23.
We're sitting at the Sanborn exit waiting for at the turnaround area, and we're observing a UFO off in the southwest direction. The object is at times silhouetted in the sky, which is apparently a quarter of a mile away.
Can you do an outline of the item at all?
Yeah, we both thought we saw an outline of some kind. I think it died and raised several times.
Tell them that it's flashing lights that it's responding to.
If I have an ace on its way down there to a terminal, so if there's any way you can draw a picture of it, do that. Keep notes on any trajectory it goes on.
It just went down.
Yeah.
Just dove off to it.
Hovering or going up and down.
What's the angle?
If it's going towards you. If you're anywhere near it, observe any indications as to power failures in the radio system, anything like that.
Yeah, he just dove in a westerly direction, raised back original height.
Tell him it seems to respond to signals.
It's responding to signals as far as that goes.
Tell
him it's going to get brighter, move around, etc.
Tell him we flash lights at it, and it seems to flash lights at
it. Yeah, just a little. Jesus Christ!
I did too, and it went around and sort of wheeled around underneath. We're observing the object moving.
Yeah, that thing's swiveling around from time to time. We have blue and red lights on the rear end of it, apparently.
25, approximately how far away is it?
I'd say about
3/4 of a mile. 3/4 of a mile?
Yeah, 1/4 of a mile.
We'll say 1/2 mile or so, 1/2 to 3/4. The lights are very good. They get pretty bright and dull out.
Tell them
we get a good outline of them.
Tell them that when we flash lights at it, it responds by changing the lights.
When we flick lights on it, what kind of lights it responds, changing colors, etc. I'm fucking nervous. It doesn't seem like I'm watching done. Look at him. See him changing? Change the blue. See him move down? See him move over? Look at him. See the outline? See him?
I can't quite see. I can see the outline.
See him move?
Yeah.
He moves with the light. Look at him now. See, I got red and blue.
Yeah. Look at it go now.
Yeah. Oh, so he's from the west.
Is it?
Yeah, look at him dive.
Is he coming? He is getting closer.
He is.
Yeah.
6/7 bell map. This thing's getting closer to us.
Now that we flash the UFO,
he's at it. It's not gone.
Do you see any lights over the trees?
I saw one friggin' beam go down on it.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. Tom, will you seem to see a beam from time to time coming from it?
No. Oh, that's just.
I've always wanted to see a UFO.
I saw the fucking outline. I don't know if you did or not, but it looked like it had plates back.
I saw you in the football-shaped thing.
Look, hit the lights for a second. Okay, I need to do all this. Yes, look.
That's what I saw, too.
That's like that. The fucking light was coming from this section, Mac. And there was orange and blue on here.
Yeah, and then where?
What it was, to the light. Now, what it was, Mac, what it... You calling me? Tell them.
Over with off on, blue and red lights at the rear, green and yellow lights at the front. Southwest of direction from them, there at the Sanborn turnaround on 93, approximately 1/2 mile away from them.
Good?
That's on their way.
To the left,
I also look to the left, about 200 feet over the tree line. You'll notice a very bright, appear to be a star flashing. If you look very close, you'll see different colored lights with a blue light on top now.
75.
I see an outline now.
I'm signaling an SOS with your...
He does.
Look at
that. Yeah, we got an outline now. It's...
Which SOS?
Yeah, red, yellow, and blue.
SOS. 607 advises
shit. I'm sitting down there just busting guys' shit.
Yeah, well, you're not kidding. You have all shit.
Yeah, when it got real close, you could see the saucer outline of the goddamn thing. I kept saying, Alden, call Dunlap and tell him. Look at it. See it change red then?
We've got
the fucking
coming.
We've got
fucking outlines and stuff.
We've got
Belmont. Yeah, we don't see the fucking outlines you guys. Watch the way the headlights look.
There are a lot of things that are full of equipment. So,
keep it going. And maybe it's getting what we're seeing, I hope.
Yeah. So lights, I can see another cat coming.
See the red?
And see? Red and blue? See it?
Look at Franklin underneath him. I think it's Warren Sanford. What do you think, Steve?
No, Sanford's over this way.
Sanford is in back of it.
I just call 4607.
Go ahead.
Exit 42, which way do we go from here?
The other one by us. Turn around, come back through. There's a turnaround area just past exit 22. We're at the turnaround area just before exit 22.
Get on the northbound.
South 10-5.
Southbound.
You'll probably have to pick on the southbound lane and come back through. It'll be the first turnaround after you turn around.
Look here.
He's now moving southbound that trick.
10-5.
He's flashing. Yep, see the light? Look at the light. Look at it. See the lights? See the red and green?
See the red and green?
Yeah, I can see the blue.
There's blue, there's everything.
And the light's starting down. You'll keep flashing it. He came real close last time. Hey, I started to see another
one. Yeah, he's another outline on this. He's moving back in, flashing all colors. See if you can get an outline on it.
Huh? He's looking for him.
Listen to him. Well, we can hear you through a hole
down there.
He's flashing the colors, now see him?
come almost down to us, Mike, once. Now you see. Now me. Okay, now I'll try it. Now me. Now you see.
LF-61-1097.
Come almost down to us, Mike, once. Now you see. Now me. Okay, now I'll try it. Now me. Now you see.
LF-61-1097.
Okay, hold on. Now let's try the spots for the flashers. Okay.
Thank God for that. Long night.
Invite them in for coffee. 607 is real time. Hate to say it, it can't be the same one, boys. We got a moment around down here. If I'm looking at this kind of thing, I'm going to have a raise. Yeah, we've got another one moving around here too, by the way, but we just bought another one.
Together from what Franklin said, the two came up, joined this one who came in the Bobby Hill, do you take it serious that there might have been one in front of you?
No, I don't.
You don't? How positive?
Well, I don't have any idea, really. Only what they said, and it seemed to me they were serious. You know,
they rarely joke, rarely almost never joke on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think it's an unusual enough.
Yeah, someone that has some smart aleck thing to say.
Yeah, in police cases and heard some amazing things come in sometimes. Yeah. Okay. Now, we know approximately where they were in the UFO. So basically, they're dealing with one UFO and then later on a second one in their area.
That's right. That's what I get from the tape.
Yeah, and Franklin said they saw two and plus the one that was over here, which makes us three.
Yeah, you know, I went up to somebody seeing a star at one point or planet. Okay. So we know about where this happened, you know, where the interchange is and everything. You know, who's involved, basically. Can you rattle off these guys' names by number just to the tape?
Okay, 607 is Mike Alden. Mark Payne is 606. 204 would be Officer McCarty from Belmont.
How do you spell his last name?
Capital M-C, capital C-A-R-T-Y.
Okay.
That's Mike McCarty.
Mike McCarty, Belmont.
Belmont, right. Then it would be 214 would be Norman Stanley from Belmont.
S-T-A-N-L?
E-Y, I assume. I'm not sure that's Belmont.
Polish?
Yeah.
Polish.
And then it would be 8. Which is Stephen
Hodges
from the Belmont County Sheriff's Department.
You know how to spell Stephen? E-V-E-N or E-P-E-N?
I believe it's a V.
E-V-E-N, H-O-D-V-E-G-E-N?
Yes. Right.
Belmont, sure. Oh, definitely, okay.
Yeah. And then they had 306 in there somewhere, which would be Scott Wolf from Guilford Police Department.
Okay, 306. Hitting the cap here.
W-O-L-F-F.
Oh, F-F, good.
We don't know who the friend is.
Be easy enough to find out. Yeah.
Okay, somebody should check the phone, I guess.
Well, you could go down to Franklin Police Station and see what the.
When did I have a question. I was out coon hunting in North Conway Sunday night. Would there be any satellites visible at that time?
Could have been satellites to just go over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because I saw what I thought was a satellite.
They go over.
I've never seen what I guess is a UFO. Yeah, right. It's just a slow, globe-looking thing, kind of a reflective like a star, and it just
was
steady. You know, it was
going toward the east.
Yeah. It was going in an easterly direction.
It's going east.
Yeah, towards Maine, and I was in North Conway. It was going probably in a northeasterly direction.
Good enough on that. Well, we have a list of objectives, and one of the highest ones is getting that tape, and I would say it's quite an interesting thing. I have a few expletives deleted in there.
Well,
but that's life. Okay, now, you know, the one other point that I'm very interested is seeing any of their sketches. Do you have any of those around or copy?
They are extremely mediocre. I have to say, because I'm the sketch man in this department, and they are lousy.
Okay.
Can
I see them?
No, because I don't have them, and it's not in Alden's locker.
On my chief's desk it was originally.
I don't know.
Let me take a look. It was when I saw it.
If it wasn't the chief's desk, it's in the way back there now.
What he had drawn.
Oh, good. Yeah, I would like to see anything. Josh, you can
throw it out.
It's lousy. I'm going to turn this tape over now.
Okay. You can
get a rough idea.
Yeah, I have paper here. You can.
I'm no artist either.
Two views. One is an edge on, and the other one is from below.
Look, John, you used to be an artist or something, didn't you?
The only one I recall seeing was the edge on one.
Whatever you can remember and describe it to
me. Let me rifle this guy's locker and maybe.
Yeah, do that. Right.
I'll find something. I don't like the need it.
That's all the locker?
Yeah. Record that.
Page log 30.
Oh, bingo.
You got it. Way to go.
top of the seat.
They do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Good. And they've got the hotline number written right on that page.
Okay.
Now, do you have any...
They wrote that on later.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we see in the middle of the round football thing with a slight dome as if they're looking from the bottom, at the bottom of a flat disk.
Yeah.
And then another one that could be an edge-on disk, double convex lens, and a perfectly big dome with three lights on it. Could you...
And one is Mike with a B, meaning blue.
Okay,
that's... This is right in the back. That's a fourth one.
Oh, there's a fourth one behind. Okay. Now, this is where they're sitting in the direction.
Right.
And there's three
there's
dots,
right
well,
there.
Four positions here.
There's one, two, three. And there's a fourth one back there.
Is that one? There were four of them then?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
That's what that
drawing?
Means, because I... All right. The drawing was, had the following. Had this on it, and nothing more when I first saw it.
Okay, the two...
That number was written on later. Those were made later. And this sketch was made in front of me. Mark Payne made it
the morning
after.
Showing me the position.
Explaining to me what
Payne
what the position
was. Who drew the UFOs?
It's Mark Payne.
Payne drew them. He's coming in. He's got some dotted lines showing where perhaps the dome is obscured. That's his convention, dotted line showing...
Sure.
Now, do you have any Xerox facilities here?
Yeah, we'll make you a copy.
Good.
But I'll tell you something
that
bothers me.
What's that?
This was drawn at the time when they were talking about a silhouette.
You know, okay.
If you draw a silhouette of this right here, all right, if you were to draw a silhouette of that, it would look like this. And if you were to draw a silhouette of this, it would look like that. You would not see this, and you would not see this.
Especially at night, with backlighting, because a silhouette would only be seen through a backlighting.
They could have added that memo.
Absolutely.
Or they might not have been absolutely literally correct about their term silhouette.
I clarified it, wouldn't it?
Oh, you think
there was a backlit object? There apparently was. Did anybody ever check the ambient level, light level, that night?
It was bright. I can
clear,
see that.
Good sky.
That's
okay.
That particular night was a very clear night.
So we are talking about a backlit silhouette.
Possibly.
The following night was very bright.
Right.
Moon up.
When I think of somewhere along here, I heard someone talk of, or maybe I read somewhere of recent, in this particular episode of them coming within 100 feet of them.
Mm. That's probably exactly.
All right.
Man,
somewhere in the
within
tape.
100 feet, you get more in the silhouette.
Oh, yeah.
This is well lit.
Right. Probably some paper 300 feet and that sort of
thing. Okay. The important thing about distances is there's a little exercise in guessing the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike first said a quarter mile, and Mark said a mile and a half, or a mile, and they finally compromise on a half a mile. Okay. They don't...
They're completely unable to guess at a distance.
They
don't know how big it is.
When Payne gets in, I'll ask him relative to the size of the full moon at its closest approach for angular dimensions.
We do have one thing on the table, if I may interrupt you, Richard.
The
relative scale feet of 2 feet. He said something about it being 2 feet in reference, I think, to the trees. I believe you mentioned.
Well, I think it, in reference to some plane.
Yeah, but how far away? This is if we can reference to the trees.
You can.
Why don't we get in here and I'm getting the old angular dimension business. We'll assume the UFO is between 15 feet and 50 feet in diameter. It's probably about 20 feet in diameter.
See, there's another thing in the paper. Someone described it as being 20 to 30 feet in diameter. And coming within 100 feet of the cruiser.
Well, see, that could be a...
where they came from, you know, is what I read.
But it didn't come from here.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, because I'd like to find out a few things from you, too.
Mm-hmm.
What should it be, roughly?
I would guess that it would be roughly 20 feet in diameter, just roughly. It wouldn't be any less...
That small?
That's pretty big, 20 feet in diameter, because it's a large craft. you marked off a circle that big, it would be as big as you're living.
Where do you draw these conclusions?
Well, on your other landed thing, so this is just going to help us as an estimate. Now, let me get back to asking you.
Okay, reverse that, yeah.
That's that job too, you know.
I'm going to, one of my chief objectives is to do the interrogation job on Payne.